prizes must go. Welcome to Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. That was Wild Wild West. Who was that? Something Club.
Skate Club.
The Skate Club.
Yeah.
The Parachute Club or the Gun Club.
One of the few songs. I love a band that mention themselves in their song.
Yeah, do they?
What'd they say?
They certainly do. There's some sort of ragamuffin skating going on in the middle of that song.
Yeah, it was rufus to wave your flags in the air, so I thought, you know.
Dedicate that one to Alan Jones.
Ready.
All jokes must go. It is Friday here at Get This with myself, Tony Martin, shortlisted for the Miles Franklin.
That is absolutely false.
Ed Cavalli, Father of the Year.
That is absolutely false as well.
And of course, Richard Marsland, Mr. Nude Australia.
Equally, absolutely false.
All right.
Runner up.
Fine. Do some tango dancing with Kerry Ann and leave us alone.
Gee, that was awkward. At the beginning of the show, you might have heard that clip from John Jarrett. Now, what was that?
That was from Today Tonight. Allegedly, I'm going to throw a whole bunch of allegedly around some sort of menacing phone voicemail message that he'd left someone who's renting a house from him.
Yeah.
And all's not going well. And apparently they're old family friends, so it's all in front of the courts at the moment.
So he's called them up and done his character from Wolf Creek.
Yeah. Quoted, "I'm a winner." And allegedly as well, spray painted on their driveway and on their house.
Well, I'm a winner.
That was all in the story, in the Today Tonight story.
Imagine Nick looking out and going, it's Mick Taylor from Wolf Creek graffitiing the front of our house.
Telling me the winner.
Off putting.
Fine.
Had Freddy Krueger by last week. He wasn't happy.
It's Mick Taylor, was it?
Mick Taylor.
Mm. Also in the Rolling Stones at one point.
There we go. As a replacement for Brian Jones.
Then just moved to the outback and started going people in the spine.
Get them sick.
It's a rock and roll story.
Got to do something.
Sponsors. We don't have a sponsor.
Do you think that is?
The endless talk of the film Short Bus, often in the first break. I think that could be a factor.
Bagging of other radio programs.
Yeah, that's not helping.
Does that help?
Making fun of the sales department's blue sky session.
Yeah, pretty much every day.
I think doesn't help either.
Yeah.
Mm. Yeah, I reckon what we're going to have to do, we're going to have to get our own sponsor.
Oh, yeah? How do we get?
Get one of them Bluetooth things.
Okay, well, I'll get the I'll load up the Holden Astra. You guys put on these white shoes. Everyone set your hair to AFL. And let's get out there.
Hit the board.
Yeah, let's get amongst it.
I've got a potential sponsor. I don't know. This guy sounds slightly unstable to me.
Yeah.
Perfect. He means well.
I'm Bob Johnson, and I'm smashing all my prices. Look, there's some prices. Now there's smash. And for me, Bob Johnson, and this hammer. Look at this price. $755. Completely illegible. Smash prices. There goes another one. Was $2,995. Now, who could possibly read that? But I'm not stopping there. Prices over here have been getting away with murder for years. Now they're beaten to a bloody pulp on the floor of my showroom. But I'm saying all of my prices into a God, I hate them. Look at these prices over here. Ludicrous reductions come from the roof of my 15 convenience. No amount of regulation can possibly decipher. Hang on, miss one. Oh, I hate these prices. Bob Johnson, smashing prices for no discernible reason. Pointlessly standing on the roof of his store in his underpants saying, why did she leave me? Weren't the brain-snapping bargains enough? Future destroyed life now, futile. Must smash all my prices at all my stores. My beautiful stores, he won't take them from me. I'm Bob Johnson, dammit.
Bob Johnson, he's crazy, mother. But always boys on the knife edge of sanity and you reap the benefits.
Okay, is that all right?
Yeah, it's fine, mate.
Do you think there's enough smashing noises?
Oh, there's plenty of them, mate.
Yeah, you don't think we should just add a few more?
No, there's plenty of them.
Oh, I really want to sell the whole smashing prices.
I think you got that idea.
Okay. All right, then. I'll see you tomorrow.
Nice to see you, mate.
See you, guys.
See ya.
Thanks, mate.
Watch out for that glass door.
I don't know. Is that the guy you want to hear at the top of our show every day?
Yeah. two things. two things happened there. We were going to have some applause at the end. Rich had it ready to go, and Tony said, no, there's a nice tinkle at the end. I want to hear it.
There's a hubcap rolling around.
Do not talk over the tinkle. And you guys are deaf, right?
That's true.
So the headphones in here are set to, like, you know,
kill.
Yeah. And every day I get a little bit deafer. Thank you so much. The smashing of glass penetrating my eardrums really helped that along.
Another 20 years and you'll be Lee Simon.
Yeah, at the moment I can vaguely hear horns going off from cars when I'm on my bike. That's over. That's over. Good time.
All right, we have a potential sponsor. Have we got a potential program? Let's find out next. Snow Patrol hands open here at Get This Around the Nation on Triple M.
So, that clip that you played, Tone.
Yeah, which one?
The one, or the sketch.
Yeah.
What was wrong with it? What happened?
It was slightly clipped at the beginning.
How so? Like, what happened? Like, did we lose a second or less?
Yeah, maybe half of a syllable.
Yeah, but it really does, it interrupts the great opening of it.
Yeah, you know the technical perfection of this show.
So we lost half of a syllable, and Tony stands up during the song, listeners. Tony stands up and goes, Rich, Is there a problem with that? And Rich goes, yeah. Tony hasn't even got over the desk when Matt Dower comes down the line from his... Marsden, was there a problem with that?
We take things seriously. All roads lead to Marsden.
Yeah. What's up with you, Marsden? Why are you trying to cut half a syllable out?
Part of the wide-ending, Richard.
You've got to squeeze yourself in that half syllable, eh, Rich?
That half syllable loss will show up in ratings figures, I guarantee you.
Do you think so?
Someone will come in from promotions.
Rove is going to come out on Sunday and do a half syllable at the top of the show that's going to kill.
Because I've cut it from this show.
Yeah. It's the end of the week. All syllables must go. And we haven't heard from the women's mags.
They've been bone dry.
I have. We haven't heard from the women's mags, or more specifically...
Those industry sources, onlookers, observers, associates, friends and a pal. Those well-placed insiders and those fellow diners could not help but notice the smell. Those in attendance were startled to witness the fast-growing stain in his pants. But that's just the way Mr. Hasselhoff likes to do business when he's visiting France.
The most pathetic story in the history of the women's mags. Hasselhoff pisses self at airports. Still our favourite.
Yeah.
Listen. What about Britney Spears? Haven't heard from her for a couple of days.
I love Britney.
The pals have come to the rescue.
Good.
Pals say Britney is continuing her total body makeover, having already spent $120,000 on surgery.
Wow.
The singer was recently spotted at another LA plastic surgeon's office chatting outside the building with one of the doctors.
What a giveaway. For $120,000, couldn't I just get my head taken off if I was Britney and just have it placed on the top of Rebecca Romaine Stamos?
Yeah. I'm sure you'd love to place your head on the top of Rebecca. Say my head cavalier, but there's no time. Just chatting out the front with one of the doctors.
Yeah, it's a giveaway.
Having a consultation out the front. Look at these x-rays. Should we maybe go inside?
I don't know. There's a lot of pals in there. I like it out here in the open.
Yeah, in the car park.
Yeah. Next time I have a camera.
No. He's
got a big nose.
What's she having done? Having already had Botox, laser peels and...
What's a laser peel?
I don't know. It sounds painful. Lipodissolve injections.
What's a lipodissolve?
Something you have to slim your thighs. That's what she's already had.
Well, hang on a second. Hang on, wait. If they inject me with something into my thighs to dissolve the fat around my thighs,
where does it go?
I don't know.
On feet? Straight onto the next album, I would have thought. But what's she have?
Do I have a tap in my knee? That I just sort of a valve in my knee that I just release into a little saucer?
I need to get the Michelle Rodriguez drip tray around your ankle.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Also, a really strange reference from about 6 weeks ago.
Yeah, I'm with you.
This is why we don't have a sponsor. So what's she having done now? The lipodissolve has passed.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't that be enough?
Wow.
Tapped up your knee? No, what about this? Her new shopping list includes bum, breast, chin and neck lifts, a brachioplasty, which is tightening of the upper arms, liposuction on her back and laser removal of varicose veins. Pals say she also wants her nose done, something she's been thinking about for years. Oh, don't you love that fresh-faced, natural beauty, Britney Spears? How much would that...
It's about $500,000 worth.
You're having fat sucked out of your back.
Oh.
Having a new nose stuck on.
Oh.
Going down, breasts up, bum back, neck gone, tightening of the upper arm. you just go in? Is it all up on a board? Is it like dominoes? I have, yeah, that. Just give me the Super Supreme.
I'll chuck in bum for just with a can of Coke, you know.
And then they have it all.
$10 extra, you may as well.
And then they do it all, and then they photograph her, and then the airbrushing continues.
Is that right? So do you think she doesn't look like that at all? Do you think she looks more like Rich?
Yeah.
In real life.
So all that happens, and then all the airbrushing, just so someone can pick up a picture and go, oh, she's hot, that pretty
thing. Yeah, but it works on me, see, that's the thing, so.
So much work.
I pick it up, I go, oh, it's paid off, hey? $500,000 well spent.
There's people out there who are just quite good-looking naturally.
Where are they, though, Tone? Hey, which magazines are they in?
Maybe they're, okay, enough about Brittany, I'm feeling sick. What about K-Fed? Oh, what's he up to?
Speaking of fat drained off the back. K-Fed, he's stepped out of the spotlight, hasn't he?
K-Fed? Some K-Fed suction.
Yeah.
Can you suck this guy out of my life, please?
He's really on there.
Lindsay's secret hookup with K-Fed.
Uh-huh.
Oh, just days after signing divorce papers from Britney Spears, Kevin Federline is hooked up with Lindsay Lohan. Oh, never seen any of her movies or heard any of his music, but it's just so fascinating.
I can't get enough.
Listen to this. The actress reportedly summoned K-Fed to meet her at the Raffles L'Hermitage Hotel in Beverly Hills, inviting him for drinks and to discuss, quote, business. Believing she might have a movie role lined up for him, Kevin hurried over.
What? Oh, what?
Lindsay Lohan is calling you to this frankly seedy-looking hotel. Oh, that'll be a movie part.
Should be.
I'll be in the next Herbie Fully Loaded. I better get over there quick, smart.
I'll be playing Herbie. I shall play the part of Herbie.
He'll be rapping. He'll be America's most hated beat-up. Okay, she's gone over there. Then the sources kick in.
Mm.
There's a source. They were both swept up in the heat of passion and made love.
Oh, what?
Where were the insiders there? How do they know that?
Bed insiders. Pillow insiders.
Raffles L'Hermitage. Sources and onlookers. Kevin didn't emerge from the room for a couple of hours.
Oh, yeah.
Lindsay's attitude towards the rapper has certainly changed since he trotted on with her after his split with Britney Spears. This is like
a week ago.
She's had a turn.
The life's changed 7 days.
The text message has got more romantic.
Oh, yeah.
Apparently, just after the split, K-Fed has text messaged Lindsay saying, we should hang out.
That's
actress, true. Less than impressed. Text back, why would I hang out with you? Soon turns into a slanging match with Kev calling Lindsay a firecrotch.
Yeah! You've always got that on her. That's the thing. Listeners, if Lindsay Lohan's ever going you, whip out firecrotch. She's got nothing to come back to that.
But obviously, you know, you turn around on him now.
Mm.
He's over at the Raffles L'Hermitage.
Yeah.
Where's that firecrotch? Bring it on now. I've had a turnaround.
Hey?
Oh, God. Show business news.
What a life.
Oh, what a lot of fingers Nicky's holding up. And yet there's so much more here.
Yeah.
We'll be back in a moment with more from...
Those pals and insiders are my fellow diners, and yes, someone close to the star. Insisted a friend of an onlooker's pal had associates there in the bar. Allegedly someone, according to sources, some startled observers and pals. But friends were not sure what the pals or sources all swore something took place, but none of that was verified by insiders or observers or the pals.
We'll be back in a second. It's Get This Around the Nation on Triple M. Get This still unsponsored.
I say Get This.
Okay, we organised during their last song. I heard Ed trying to line up some sound effects with Richard Martin.
Yeah, have you got a donkey? Have you got a donkey? No, there's nothing in here. There's no donkey in the computer.
Really? We've never used one. There's never been a competition. Touch my ass. Nothing like that. Wouldn't we have done that?
People are running to get the whiteboard.
Touch my ass. That could work.
Good stuff.
All right, Ed, you have got, in amidst the sandwiches and falafels and...
It's a homemade tuna salad today.
Yeah.
And a chicken sandwich.
It's starting to spread across the entire desk here.
Delicious.
And underneath all that, I can see yellowing bits of paper.
Okay.
Newspaper articles going back to, well, the bicentennial from what I can see.
You've got a choice, Tone. Let's have a bit of choose-your-own-adventure. You can either have donkey, courtroom, or you can have breaking into the lucrative Chinese market, or you can have letters of the week.
So all the things you've been promising at the top of the show for the last 5 weeks.
Yes.
I like the sound of donkey courtroom, definitely.
Okay. Thank you. Right. Okay.
Well, all right. Except we don't have a donkey, so okay.
So donkey slash horse. So now listen to the backstory. So I'm going to point at you, Richard, when we need the stuff.
Yeah.
Okay, everyone, now just suspend your disbelief now. So here's a story. A Buddy the donkey appears as witness in a dispute between two neighbours in Dallas.
Right.
The first witness called in a lawsuit in Dallas is a donkey called Buddy. However.
A witness.
A witness.
Is he giving testimony?
He
is. Is it a hoof on the Bible? Oh, sorry. Okay. Preempting.
Yes. Okay, so now we're going to cross live.
Are we?
We're going to cross live to the courtroom where Buddy the donkey is on the stand. Yes?
Yep.
We're all good. Not yet, Richard.
Not yet.
Disbelief suspended.
Interest is the end of the
Buddy, thank you. I'm a lawyer. I'm a lawyer. Buddy the donkey. On the night of the 10th of April, were you in your stable? One stamp for yes, two for no. Yes. Were you of sound mind? Did a man approach you? My knuckles hurt. Did you know him? In your statement, you say he approached you and kissed you on the neck and nose. Is that right? And is that man in court today? Let it be known that Buddy waved his nose at Richard Marsland.
Yes, it's a lie. Play the lie.
In the court.
It's a lie. Now, racist.
Would that have made sense at home? Because I'm completely confused.
I'm completely confused. Point fingers.
Why not background noise? Did you get some courtroom air, boss?
Tony, you're up with Matt all day recording your smashing glass and worrying about half syllables. I had time to get in there. I have to do these things live.
I see what you're trying to do.
I think that worked.
Yeah. That was a boarded up theatre of the mind. But that was.
I know what you're saying.
To be a restaurant of the mind.
You wanted something like this.
Can we go back and drop that into what unfolded before?
Adelaide, sure can.
Give us one letter of the week. We've got time for one
letter of the week. They work in twos. So here we go. Into crystal. Someone's written in the crystals column this week.
Zoo.
Lovely Zoo. We love you. Dear Crystal, I've heard that cheaper sex toys are just as good as the $200 jobs. What do you reckon? Val via email. And Crystal replied, mine is pricey, but definitely worth it. A sex toy is an investment, so money shouldn't be an issue when it comes to keeping your girl sexually satisfied.
Right.
I like the idea of sex toys as an investment. Get your money out of blue chips, people. All the money's in French ticklers. That's the real boom industry. There's another letter.
Decade down, dildo up.
Here we go.
The cheap one.
Yeah, the cheap one.
So you don't want to try and, you know,
fashion one at home.
Or use one that you might have lifted with one of those cranes at the Easter show.
Get it, kill the dildo, quickly. Oh, you got it. Look at the digital wire.
Now we've only got a snaggle puts. What are you going to do with that? Don't answer, Richard.
Just
So here's another letter of the week. The other letter of the week comes from James Wilkins from a street newspaper, the MX, in Victoria. Mm. No, wrong one. Amy Anderson, that's who I meant. She's 22. She's a student. And they asked her, what's the best show on television? Now, normally people see things like, I like Heroes. I'd like to have a superpower. I like, you know, like, I like Neighbours. Oh, the drama is so amazing. Keeping in mind, the letters for TV Week, we know what they're like.
Yes,
basically
sure.
Written by a publicist. Amy Anderson says she likes The Biggest Loser for the theme tune and the fatties. Yes.
Yes, it's the theme tune that brings me. It's the fanny that keeps me round. All right, that is officially the most shambolic segment we have ever done.
How dare you?
And it's not over there because Ed Cavalier has brought in a turban. He's going to be reading people's minds.
At the end of the day, you can't please everybody. We'll be right back.
Nation on Triple M. Good morning, everybody. And we don't often do community service announcements on this program. There's not really room for them, what with all the courtroom sketches.
Donkeys.
Mentions of Gayfair. But our sister station, Patterson Lakes Primary School FM, sort of rock, 10-block radius, Patterson Lakes, Victoria, having a family fun day at Patterson Lakes Primary School tomorrow. Now, it's for a good cause, because one of our listeners, Lisa Valavanis, I hope that's how you pronounce your name, Lisa, she has a 4.5-year-old son, Sam, who has, and, you know, she puts it quite bluntly, cancer of the eyes. I didn't know there was such a thing. It's no good. To help him out and to help raise some money for the Royal Children's Hospital Ophthalmology Department so they can buy a ret cam, which will help people like Sam. They're having a fun day tomorrow. Now, you might say, okay, that's all very well. Mm-hmm. How much fun is there going to be? I live in Brisbane. Am I going to fly in for this thing? Yeah. I don't want to be disappointed.
If I'm loading up the car with the kids and everyone, we're going to drive down. What am I looking forward to?
Harley Rice from 12 till 2. This is tomorrow.
Hello.
Family fun kicks off at 10, goes till 4 in the afternoon. Shrek Jumping Castle.
It's pretty good.
It's like a big green lorry arc, and you just bounce around inside it. Animal Farm.
A petting zoo.
I don't think that's a political metaphor. I think it's a real animal farm.
Some people reading it out.
Huge rock wall. Good. And emergency services display. Oh, don't they go?
Oh, I love that.
Brilliant.
Ambo's doing wheelies in the car park. That's what I'm hoping for. All for a good cause. Good luck, everybody.
Is there any handball, like four-square handball going to be played?
I don't know if there'll be room.
Because
you're the king.
Yeah. You've kicked some handball ass down at PLPS.
I've played the fourth grade and then nothing.
Madison Lakes Primary School, that's where you want to be if you're in Victoria from 10 till 4 tomorrow, the Beyond Psych Family Fun Day, all for fun course. Good luck, Sam. Good luck, Lisa. Good luck, everybody.
And hello to everyone who will be at my old high school in New South Wales vandalising it
for the weekend. That's for a good cause as well.
See you. Have a good time, guys.
Richard Marsden, it's time to do your Missy Higgins. Shall we unleash Stephen Pagal on Richard's underpants? Around the nation on Triple M. It is time for Talkback Mountain. The theme music's been a bit wussy and near romantic. Mm-hmm. We need something with a bit more ball, a higher plum factor. What do you got for us, Mr. Marsden?
Wow.
What was that?
That was Metallica.
Okay. Yeah.
Lars Ulrich with the military trumpets. But I think that's, I mean, I don't know Metallica. I think that's And Justice for All from the album And Justice for All.
Good choice.
Maybe. I'm not sure.
Good to know. What about Mr. Cavalier's Turban? What's going on? You're going to be predicting futures horoscopes today, you say?
Yeah. We don't do enough things that people like on this show. So I've decided to go to use my abilities for good rather than evil.
Right.
And I've enlisted the help of... So what's happened is, let's say your Who magazine, That's Life, Women's Day, your Women's Magazine, they do horoscopes.
Yes.
So I've taken some of their horoscopes, rechanneled them through myself, and to get the most accurate results ever.
Okay, so do you want to just test it out on us?
Yep. Okay, good.
Do you want to tell my horoscope?
Okay, yep.
I'm a Gemini.
I already knew that.
Okay.
Mars round Neptune, a beaut new haircut or rebound attitude does the trick with an out of town. So hang around the airport, sporting a fabulous new beehive and virtue.
Okay, I'm under instructions there.
Your number is 7.
I've got to get my hair looking like the B-52s and hang out at an airport
with a virtue.
In a boob tube.
Yeah, you'll be a hit. Neptune was very specific about the boob tube.
That'd be great publicity for the show.
Yeah, and a revamped attitude, Tony. Revamped, a transmission vamped attitude. Marsden, you're a Virgo.
Yeah, I've already got the beehive though, so you'll have to
crank it up. Well, okay.
What are you getting?
Jupiter says, you don't see see the world in the same way as everyone else, nor can you live your life by the way by other people's rules. If you want to date the preacher's daughter, then do it. They don't like you or your leathers or your hog, but they don't know you. You're lucky number 6 and 4.
Once again, my hog gets me in trouble.
So they're quite specific.
Keen to crack onto the preacher's daughter, are you, Mr. Barton?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, so how does this work for the listeners? The listeners will call up.
They don't need to tell me their star sign, because I will know.
You will know.
Yeah, I'll say you're a something. There'll be some people who'll probably say, no, I'm a something else. Yeah. That's just them projecting. And then I will tell them their future.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Right.
Would you like your future rent?
Is there a prize?
Is there a prize?
Jupiter's saying no.
Don't forget, Capril is still going. That's your chance to win a prize.
We'll talk about that later.
You got the Capril t-shirt there.
Yeah, we'll talk about that.
Yeah, look at that. That is superb. Are you capable, listeners?
It's so tactile.
If you have a photograph of yourself wearing a cape in the workplace, send it to our website. Well, Triple M gear.
Get this at triplem.com.au.
That's right. We've never actually bothered to find out what that address is. Can we lose that music, please?
Sorry. All right. Give us a call. Do you want to know what's going to happen to you exactly up to the minute, 99.99% accuracy for the next week, 133353. Give us a call now.
Here at this, and the Metallica fans have blown up the
photos. They're so fast.
That's great, isn't it?
What did you say wrong?
I said it wrong, but I think I got the album right and Justice for All.
Yeah, right.
That's only because I walked in on Maddie doing it.
Okay.
Well, what was the song?
As I said, I'm not a Metallica expert, but the song was one.
Oh, we'll give yourself a round of applause.
Yeah,
suicidal judge.
It's a great turn.
Out of the window ledge, being talked in by the prosecution.
Right. Comedy?
Sort of comedy.
It's a weird one.
I've never seen it.
Satirical comedy, I guess.
I better get into it.
Jeffrey Tambor from Larry Sanders.
And
Arrested Development.
Bang. All right. I think that's enough nerd talk. We've probably lost everyone. Right. We'll win them back with horoscopes. Ed Cavalier has a turban on. He is going to predict the future of our listeners. Have we got Michelle?
Michelle, are you there?
I am.
Where are you from, Michelle?
In Hamilton.
Calm down.
Thank you very much.
It's almost as if he was reading off a screen.
Michelle, are you a Scorpio?
No.
Oh, this is going to take a long time.
You just say what you are and I'll tell you if you're correct.
Aries.
Well, yes, you're close. You're an Aries. So, here we go. Dear Michelle, you will be accidentally covered in salmon and be irresistible to bears. Do not go in the woods at any cost, Michelle.
I'll have a fishy odour.
Yeah, does that sound about right?
I hope not.
Have bears been following you at all?
Not in Carrum Woods, but there could be some in Frankston.
Frankston. Staying at the Frankston International, no doubt.
Thank you, Michelle. I wish you good luck. Hi, Jude, how are you?
Hi, guys, how are you?
Oh, dear, you're a lady. Hi, Jude, how are you?
I sure am.
Your future just changed.
So where are you calling from, Jude?
No, Noble Park North.
Exactly.
Oh, so you've been near that video shop where they had the riot?
It's right near. We could hear it.
You could hear the riot?
Yeah.
What did you see? Were the people running out with standees of Yahoo Serious?
Oh, yeah, it was pretty much Yahoo Serious and all those sorts of fun police academies.
They go first. Only number two is left because that's the worst part.
It is. Although, once Bobcat Grossquake comes in, come on, it's got it.
Yeah. He doesn't arrive till 3, though, does he?
Oh, it's 3.
Yeah,
I think it's a little bit of a show in 2.
Well,
I can't remember. That's awful.
We've even lost Ed Cavalier. Even he's losing his
shit. Do you know what you've done there, Jude? You've given me time to write a
new prediction.
A new prediction there for you.
Jude, what is your star sign, Jude?
It's Gemini.
Yeah.
Anyway, we get along.
There's two of those.
It's a word for me.
Okay, it was worth you as well, Tone. Jude, you will go to the video store and rent The Wizard of Speed and Time. And someone will be with stop motion photography.
Well, it was either that or Short Bus.
Hey, it's
always out now.
Reenact away.
That is a bold prediction because nobody has ever rented The Wizard of Speed and Time.
Thank you, Jude. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, good, thanks.
How are things in Waverley today?
Yeah, it's sunny. It's nice.
Yeah. It's Waverley in Sydney.
That's right.
All right. What's your star sign?
It's Scorpio.
Scorpio. What do you got?
Oh, yeah. Cassandra, you will advise advise a teenager that a small investment will pay off in the future. You will then take $10 from them, punch them in the face and say, ha ha, cop that, youngster.
Sounds exactly like something I'd do, yeah.
So, I say get punchy. Best of luck to you.
What do you have planned for the weekend, Cassandra?
I'm working tomorrow.
What are you working on?
I'm a courier driver for St. Vincent's Hospital.
Oh, right. So you're couriering, like, hearts from the airport, things like that?
No, they don't trust me with anything that important. It's just blood and specimens.
Specimens?
Hang on a second.
Give me the address of some NFL footballers.
Thank you, Cassandra. Hello, Paul.
Yeah, g'day, guys. How you going?
I'm good. How's Melbourne?
It's still there. Heartbroken again.
All right, well, good. Paul, you're a Sagittarian, are you not?
I can be whatever you want me to be.
Sagittarian, my friend. Sagittarian. Woman's Day says you get set to be creative. Inspiration will strike you when you least expect it, possibly when you're sleeping. So, Paul, maybe it's time to paint that portrait of Christian Slater with your balls back you've always dreamed of.
Has he hit the nail on the head there?
He's hit something. I don't know about a nail and or head.
What are your plans for the weekend, Paul? Comedy. Surely comedy festival in Melbourne.
Well, yeah, it's either that or cleaning my fridge magnets. I'm borderline.
Wow.
You got to do it.
Predict that one.
There's a lot of cloud. There was a cloud over Neptune.
Good luck to you, Paul. We've got Kim from Lithgow on the line.
Kim, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
I don't know about that. I'm getting something here. You're an Aquarian, are you not?
No.
Good for you. Let's move on. Your inner mover and shaker is set to break free, and you will stand up for something you believe in. So it's time to start that cult you've always dreamed of. The spaceship for paradise. I'll start again. The spaceship bound for paradise for you and your fellow followers await.
Religious cult?
No, I don't think so.
Oh, really?
Surely there's got to be a few weird cults in Lincoln.
You don't have 30 pairs of matching sneakers for people and a barn?
What are you doing this weekend? Come on, Kim.
Very little, actually.
Yeah, you must have something on the boil.
Probably have, but I can't tell you on the radio.
Oh, yeah. Hello.
Finally, I've got one very quickly. Tony, how are you?
I'm very well. Yourself?
Oh, I'm good, thanks. How's Mango Hill?
Oh, mate. Bloody good.
Tony, yours is very, very short, very specific. As a Leo, you know that you'll be going. What? You know that you'll be hanging around nightclubs tonight, trying to spark people's jokes of illusions.
Hey, now that sounds all right.
Getting in before it's made illegal.
Absolutely right.
Haven't you enjoyed hearing that on the news this week? Talk of making spiking drinks illegal.
Where are they?
It sounds better than Weird Al Yankovic's horoscope for today because, according to me, I'm a Gemini, which, of course, I'm not a Leo. Yeah. And then I would be suffering from explosive flatulence. Yeah. And, of course, then someone will be hurling a javelin through my chest.
Well,
that's pretty
good. Don't hang around the athletics field, that's I say. Have a nice weekend, Tony.
Enjoy. I'm down to the pool.
Good luck to everybody involved.
You know, is that going to catch on, do you think?
What?
That horoscope segment?
You tell me.
Is that going to be a regular?
I'll do it.
It's very specific.
I love it.
Talk of javelins piercing people's body.
That was Yankovic. He's a hack. I tell you who's not a hack. Someone who's joining us in the next hour, a fine comedian from the UK, Josie Long.
Gretel Colleen describing them as not external and stunning.
Have you ever been lured in?
No, never. But surprisingly, though, all of my friends have gone. Turns out they're really stressed and they could do with a bit of Scientology.
Isn't that amazing? It's the one religion that is actually for everyone. That's the beauty of it. The richer you are, the more holy you are, which is the best part of it. Incredible. You know, we don't talk religious affairs very often.
No,
again, then.
No, no.
Should we do that today?
We'll talk television.
Yeah.
That, if that's all right.
What else have we got? We've got to impress Josie, our guest, with some of our hot new segments.
Coming up. April's on. April's happening.
April. This is where we want everyone in Australia to wear a cape to work.
What about people who would normally wear a cape to work? They shouldn't be allowed.
Who's that? Magician.
Magician.
Illusionist.
Superheroes. Yeah.
We, we tried wearing coats for a day. It is such an insane idea.
What was Batman thinking?
Warm in there as well. It must have been a very temperate climate to get away with.
Trapped in the door of the Batmobile, dragging along the street, making look like an idiot.
Now, we are going to crack the lucrative Chinese market this hour.
That's what we're going to do.
Yeah, yeah. To hear on a very special day, Joseph.
Right.
It's all coming up on Get This.
This is the second hour around the nation, and please have some more applause for Josie Long.
She's on at the Melbourne International Comedy Festival, and it comes with recommendations from one of our favourites here on the show, Ross Noble, big fan of yours.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, he likes to talk about monkeys when he comes in here.
He's incorrigible.
You know, give us just, we want to talk about April, that's what we want.
Yeah,
like,
can we just,
let's just do it.
The song's all right, but it's not better than people wearing capes whilst brushing their teeth.
We will get to your career, I promise you.
It's all right.
But in the UK, they don't do this, do they? They don't have Rocktober or Movember, where everyone...
What's Movember?
Everyone grows a moustache.
You people are the coolest people I've ever met. Movember? No, we have nothing.
Sure,
we have
there's something.
Bland... everything.
Blanduary.
Blanduary is where everyone has to wear grey, and that's what normally happens anyway.
Everyone wins.
Well, welcome to Australia.
Yeah.
People will do anything. Well, if you put it for charity, because Movember is for charity, so as soon as you say for charity, you're off.
Do you get like some proper old-fashioned handlebars?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing.
Do you get sort of Victorian baddie curl moustache?
Oh, sort of a Moriarty moustache.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see many people going the waxed.
Have you ever seen a website for the moustache and beard championship?
I have. Yeah. The German guys with six layers of beard.
Those people for that day are kings, and for the rest of their lives are despicable freaks. And I think that's worth the balance.
Imagine the joy when they all come in and they're all together, you know? It's grown, Gunther. It really has grown.
They're not just saying that. Just everybody else is just scared, me.
Now, this is surely in England. England has the Gurning Championships, which is the face-pulling competition every year.
And it sounds like Gurntober.
Gurnuary. It's the bloke wins. He's the guy who can pull his bottom lip basically over his head.
But I've seen his work. He's been out at it for a long time, hasn't he?
Mm.
Like, he's been, you know...
The only people that can do it are babies and old men. So it's like one of these things, you peek early, you're screwed.
I tell you what else I like from England, the cheese rolling.
Yeah.
People just, mostly drunks, just flinging themselves.
They really hurt themselves.
They really hurt themselves, and often it's a really steep incline, but that doesn't stop them having a bottle of beer in one hand.
Yeah, that's what I like.
But do they ever catch, is the idea to catch the cheese?
I think so, but no one ever, you can't catch it. It's a cheese. It weighs like half a kilogram. You're a person, you weigh 65 kilograms. They drop the cheese first. You can't win. It's like a sport that's devilishly engineered against humans. You can't win it.
And it's circular and made for rolling.
Yeah.
And you've got limbs and things to break along the way.
If anything, the cheese doesn't feel threatened any year. Because I kind of going, oh, I don't know about the competition this year.
Very rotund fellow there. Double here.
Josie, we've got to mention your show at some point. Kindness and Exuberance, what are you up to?
It's like a friendly show.
Yeah.
It's nice. And it's about, like, just little things that I like and little things I like to make. And next year I'm going to do a show that's complete opposite, and it's going to be called Cocaine and Guns.
That's the way. That'll get you. Did you win the Perrier Award?
Oh, I just won the Newcomer. Yeah.
Wow.
So Newcomer's not, it's different. Newcomer's like, you're still a bit crap.
Oh, the encouragement of
what? Yeah. Like, come on, good try. Come back.
But, you know, has it opened doors for you? You know, performing at Elton John's birthday, things like that?
I've got to come here. This is enough for me.
Yeah.
What is this?
Yeah.
You guys have raspberry-flavoured 12. You live in paradise.
Wow, what else has impressed you? Movember, obviously. 12.
Oh, my God. Oh, imagine Movember eating a twirl. I think I would die. Heart attack.
You get all stuck in your mouth as well. Oh. You can enjoy it halfway through December, just licking your chops.
See, that is a question. What about women who grow moustaches for Movember? Is that good?
Embrace.
Trying to grow one. I like French. I like the idea of growing moustache to look a bit French.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I like the French. I think they're really glamorous. And, like, French women, a bit body hair, a little bag. So I do that.
A little cash. They've got a... Is it going to be a female prime minister now in France? Is that the Sarah?
Yeah, Céline.
And you're saying she should cash up.
Absolutely.
Just to take it seriously.
I'll go over there. I'll be living there. Going, what else might you leave there?
All right, that's politics covered. We'll be back to talk about what are we doing today? Oh, yeah. Good news. For once, optimism and happiness. On Get This. On Triple M, Josie Long, comedian from the UK, is with us. I'm reading off your press release. It's riddled with spelling errors, so I hope this part's correct. You won the BBC New Comedy Award when you were just 17 years old.
That is true.
Wow. What was the material about?
It was kind of weird. It was just the things that came out of my head as a little girl. So it was all like pretending I'd done all this stuff. So it's like, my grandma rings me and I work on a phone sex line, and it was weird. I had this really long thing that lasted about 5 minutes where it's just me ranting about all these chickens in the supermarket. And then I go, and then I woke up. That's what cheese does to you. That's like my best joke. My killer joke. And I liked it at the time.
And what made you decide to get into comedy?
I was really obsessed with TV comedy when I was growing up. Like from the age of about 8 or 9, when I couldn't sleep, my dad would watch Monty Python with me.
Oh, wow.
I really loved it and just liked writing little things and showing off, basically. And then I found there was a workshop near me when I was about 14, so I used to just go along and just muck about. And
a comedy workshop?
Yeah, yeah.
What goes on there?
It was run by this guy who was the biggest stoner I've ever met.
Of course it was. Like the laugh, the dean of the university.
Exactly. He was a Professor Tokemon. Is that even a word?
It is now.
Yeah. And what he does, you kind of sit there and you see your stuff and you go, oh, that's got a lot of potential, that has. That's supposed to be a Geordie accent. It's a Geordie, I can't do it. Oh, that, you should develop that. And then you go off, and then you come back and do it again.
Oh, yeah, that's all you'd just be encouraging.
Yeah,
but yeah,
that's
all you want.
It's brilliant.
Yeah, that's good.
That kind of started me out, didn't it?
And Monty Python, I mean, I wasn't allowed to watch Monty Python when I was...
Why not?
Well, it was too gory. It was like... Remember that sketch, Salad Days? That sketch caused a lot of trouble in New Zealand and children weren't allowed to stay up and watch Monty Python. Benny Hill was off.
I can't imagine why.
Oh, it was too saucy.
Really?
Benny Hill
was the dirtiest show in the whole of the 70s.
It was corrupting the youth.
Hill, what time was it on?
We wanted to go out. To watch Hill's Angels. It was 9:30 on Friday, but the TV was just off. Dad was guarding it. You're not turning that on. I've got a gun. You're not going near that. But kids can watch anything now, can't they?
Oh, yeah.
On YouTube. Your YouTube. So Python was acceptable. What other ones were around?
I really liked, when I was a teenager, I really liked Stuart Lee's shows that he did with Richard Herring. Was he over?
They've both been out here a few times, but those shows have never been screened here, and for some reason they're not available on the DVD. So people just talk about them and they sound bizarre.
But they are really, they're really underrated. And what they were was, they were very silly and very kind of off the wall. So we do like these weird little sketches as part of them. They did like biblical proverbs and had this section that was just lettuce leaves, but the lettuce leaf family that sort of shook. And they had a cartoon called The Organ Game, which was about the different organs in your body. That was like a Mickey take of educational cartoons.
Yeah.
It was just brilliant. It was so funny and it was so kind of good-natured. And what they really did was they inspired like a whole generation of people to love comedy and be into comedy, because they would always say like, we've got a competition this week, and that is to design your own Millennium Dome.
Right.
And you'd have to sit there and get all these beautiful like drawings in from teenagers. And people just love that.
Did you send anything in?
Not only did I send it in, but once I got it on the show.
Oh, yeah. What did you get on? What was it?
It was the Millennium Dome.
And what was it about yours that got it over the line?
Well, the thing is, right, the Millennium Dome is like one of the biggest examples of folly ever, right? It was just stupid, and it was really mean because I grew up in South East London, so I just did all these really pointless, obscure references to South East London and how rubbish it was. So I'd be like, tumour of Lewisham, which is like a really rough area, including facts like, my boyfriend got mugged in Lewisham. And then there was a big picture of Tony Blair with googly eyes, and I was like, for babies.
Stuff like that. Because I've read about now the Stuart Lee Richard Herring, they had a show that went out live on Sunday afternoon. That seems a very perverse time to do a comedy show to me. And well, live.
Actually, there was a sort of tradition at the time. There was a show called The Saturday Show that went out live on a Saturday morning.
Right.
And that's what kind of, like, in the 90s, like, comedy in the UK was sort of really in vogue and there were a lot of hearts in new rock and roll.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I think people were, they were weird to kind of schedule people in like that. But it was great. It was one of those things I always remember, like, going out about 14 or 15 on a Saturday night, coming back, putting on the TV the next morning and just feeling awful but laughing so much. I'm like sweating. Yeah, brilliant. I really, really am sad that it isn't still on forever.
It's all just ringtones now, isn't it? You wake up on Saturday morning and it's just bang, get Hinder on your phone or you will not be cool. Kids, I'm talking to you.
You mentioned the southeast of London. You know, sadly, all of our knowledge of the southeast of London is from EastEnders. We're big fans of Frank Butcher.
Frank. Come on, Frankie. Don't be like that.
You're a Frank Butcher fan, Joseph.
I love him. What do you think of that, Frank?
Oh, yeah. Need the point. I had this problem this morning.
No, Frank has obviously just stunned into silence.
He wandered off and he's back now. Yeah.
Sorry, Frank. What do you think of that?
There you go. Hanging Frank, team effort.
Richard Martin.
Do you guys watch EastEnders?
I have to tape it for my wife where I'm in trouble. So I just get bits and pieces and I just pick up odd phrases like, you're not going to take me up the allotment, are you? Sounds very painful.
You don't want that.
And lots of references to bringing the moat around and things like that. Just Cockney terminology.
Yeah, you come over and they talk like that, they'll treat you like one of their own.
Well, we do have UK-themed pubs here.
Oh, yes.
We're just for one night. The pub will just be all Darts and Chaz and Dave. And
everyone will have less fun.
What happens? Hey, let's have more fun. Let's do that next time. Get this.
Shabby. Really shabby.
On Triple M.
Lovely moment off air.
Yeah, we're just talking to Josie Long, fine comedian from the UK, about Kevin Bloody Wilson.
I'd quite like to be called Josie Bloody Long. That'd be much better.
Yeah, we do hear a lot of bloodies. We talk about EastEnders just before and Frank Butcher. And what we're going to do now is talk about things that make your day.
Yeah.
Just little things where you go, yes! And for me,
good day.
It's when I've got the VHS running across EastEnders and it's a Frank Butcher episode, and you get a gold bit of footage. And we love Frank. And the other person we love is David Dickinson from Bargain Hunt.
He's a terracotta man. He's a very tanned individual, that one.
We love him. He's still popular over there, because we're a couple of years behind, you
he's
see.
He's kind of jumped the shark. Like, everyone thought he was cool, and then it's like he suddenly sussed out why everyone thought he was cool.
Did he release a single?
No, he became self-aware.
Yeah, so he suddenly was a bit like, hey, it's cheap as chips. That's what you like.
Yes, we have a lot of that in this country, sportsmen who are naturally funny, and then suddenly they're, you know, photographed as, you know, Danny DeVito and Arnold Schwarzenegger and twins on the cover of the TV Week.
Classic. That'll never get old.
But we love Frank Butcher and David Dickinson, and we love cutting them together in conversation. Check this out.
Have I done my homework? You've taken it as gospel when you should have known damn better.
My homework has been over 25 years. Right now.
What the hell?
25 years. I've got flair, I've got talent, and I've made several million pounds. What do you say about the antique business?
Every right.
So you're saying now you're qualified to tell me?
I can tell you I know all about it. I can't come charging up to your shanty.
I've been doing this business for 25 years. I'm very disappointed in this conversation today. And in fact, I'm a bit off with it.
What is the matter with you, woman?
I'm not happy.
What the hell?
I think I've had enough, quite frankly. You know, you're taking the out of me.
You are an old woman for crying out loud. Go in a switch
to your time in life. 25 years. That was my take-home home.
Well, very strange, you know, Robert.
Hello, big brother.
What, cow?
I will walk from this series.
Like the dozy big clown he always was.
You can carry on merrily on your bloody own.
God, Albus.
I don't feel about it, because you've taken 25 years of special work with a lot of flair and a lot of talent into question.
All this cock I can think about now.
You can say this from now on. No more prisoners, no more nice talk. From now on, you are dealing with Dickinson.
And I love you, you barmy old old...
Noble...
God, Albus.
What cheers you up, Tracy?
I like it when you see old people and they're wearing sports clothes.
Sorry.
Like a really old man wearing like a zip-up hoodie and you think, you're not going to the gym, are you? It's just like it because it's comfortable.
Our Prime Minister's a bit like that.
Yeah,
he gets around the track. So just seeing something like that can just...
That'll make my day, definitely.
That's the kind of thing we're looking for. Do you have one of those, Ed Kaplan?
Two lunches. First lunch. Like the initial lunch, the kind of the workload lunch, just to try and put some filling in, and then the kind of wacky, not a wacky lunch, that's not what I'm after, but the kind of the flavoursome lunch that follows it. So you might have like spaghetti for your standard lunch, and then you might have some salmon, just to treat yourself.
Two lunches.
Look, I've never seen him so happy. Look at him.
Two lunches.
He's thinking about it now. He's looking at the clock and going, it's almost time for the first of my two lunches.
Tony's just turned into a giant piece of salmon.
Why is that salmon talking to me?
Maybe it wants to be.
And yet, three breakfasts, Josie.
Yeah.
Three breakfasts.
So how many dinners do you have? So you always eat seven meals a day?
Yeah.
You eat seven meals a day?
Yeah.
How are you not a gigantic tubby man?
Yes, gigantic, but not tubby somehow.
I'm on the gear.
Yeah, that's amazing.
And what do you have for... So you have dessert.
Yeah.
And then after dessert is...
Dessert's a bowl of cereal.
Yeah.
But then after dessert, there's this new meal I've discovered, Josie. Just before you go to bed, bowl of porridge. Mm-mm.
Bedtime
porridge.
Sleepy snack.
Yeah.
Wow. That is crazy. Delicious. I've never known anyone who eats like that.
Yeah, welcome to Australia.
I'm on Weight Watchers. There's no way I can dare.
No, you're not. You're not really on Weight Watchers.
Yeah, I love it. It is like a cult. That is a cult I am.
See? But you don't have to sleep with the leader. I'm
home. Well, I did do that. Is that bad?
And the pounds just dropped away.
Icy poles on the menu?
I don't know. I don't think we have to.
No, on the Weight Watchers thing. Is it icy poles on the menu for the Weight Watchers?
I think I'm allowed to have one if I want.
Okay. Yeah.
I probably not be allowed to have 17.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. It doesn't like the sound of Weight Watchers.
Because I thought, like, ice cream? No, right? Probably no.
Well, hang on. I suppose they're only about 45 calories.
So, sweet.
You could have one of them, that'd be about half a point.
Half a point?
I'm such a dork.
Mr. Martin, what makes your day?
Well, the thing is, I know a lot of people find this really annoying, but when you cut your toenails, that's disgusting, for starters.
Sure.
But then when you hop into bed and the toenails stick into the sheets when you climb in,
yeah, you
love that feeling.
Really?
I love that feeling. Yeah, it feels really clean and new and nice.
So you wait till the very end of the day to make your day.
Yeah, that's right.
Wow.
And so, and obviously I go to sleep a happy man. But you know when you put your feet in,
I know,
and they get caught in the sheets. I love that. Like, but a lot of people hate it. I know it's a real...
So you're working at Rove, you've come up with no good jokes for the monologue. Everything's gone wrong. You've done a bad stand-up gig, Richard.
Yes.
And Will isn't calling you with wanting more jokes for after-dinner speeches.
Yep.
And then you get into bed and it's all fine.
Absolutely. Cut the toenails and I'm a happy man.
Lovely. Rest.
You can always redeem the day.
Lovely.
What if you've already cut your toenails the day before? What should you do then?
Well, that's the thing. It's a pleasure that only comes through every 2 or 3 months.
Getting into bed with freshly cut toenails. Having a second lunch.
Yes.
Spotting an old person in sports clothing. Chopping together some footage of two obscure British voices. That's what makes the day in here. Tell us what makes your day anything at all. We'll accept anything. 133353. So, DC, who made who here at Get This on Triple M. April is a fantastic month for this show, not just because of the Cape Work you can see on the street if you look hard. that there is some out there. But, of course, it's Comedy Festival month in Melbourne, and haven't we had a fantastic selection of guests in Cavalier?
We have been spoiled rotten, Tone.
We certainly have.
Spoiled rotten.
Back to what's going to happen in May?
Hey,
in trouble. Footballers.
Josie Long is here.
You could have this May where everyone has to miss each other the entire month.
This May. We're going to do that.
Great idea.
We'll just be changing the tone. Picking on Richard for the whole show.
Yeah.
Hey, but it's not about negative vibes today.
No, sir.
Josie's show is full of, kindness.
And you leave feeling extremely happy.
Yeah.
I went last night and I was just hugging strangers. Some of them pushed me away, others were into it. You know what I'm saying?
Some too into it.
Yeah, that's what I'm after.
But what about our listeners? What makes them happy? What makes their day in Cavalier?
Mark, how are you? Hey, Mark.
Yeah.
Hey, man. What makes your day?
Yeah, it makes my day to hear that there's someone out there who can't go an hour without feeling faint.
Oh, Mark, what have you been diagnosed with anything in particular?
No, I'm 6'4", I'm whip thin, and I can't go an hour without passing out if I don't have a good sandwich or three.
Have you ever had the porridge before bed?
You know what? I gave it a try the other night. I'm a fan.
Yeah, you're into it?
Yeah.
We're on to something, Mark.
I definitely agree with you, Ed.
Mark, what's the most filling meal you can think of?
Filling meal, I had a 500-gram steak.
Good man.
Followed by a half rack of lamb ribs. And half a chicken.
Yes!
You're writing these down, Jason? You might want to...
This is all one restaurant.
Mark, congratulations. Well, it's good to know that I'm not a freak, or it's good to know that we are both freaks together. You have a nice day. What's up? He's gone. No, he's off to see his life. What's next on the menu today, Mark?
Well, I've got four sandwiches to get through yet.
We like our food down here, Joe.
Good on you.
See?
Thanks, mate. Thanks for the call.
This is the real Australia.
Hey, Rob, how are you?
Very well, thanks.
Good, mate. Very well, thanks. I'm glad of that. What makes your day?
Mate, I love when my cattle dog's roaming around the living room and I manage to, for want of a better word, slip one out and he gets the blame for it.
Let one go, and then all of a sudden you're doing it like the old pantomime. Oh, get out of here! Some of that stuff.
Yeah, it's great stuff, especially if you can pull it off without smiling or sort of smoking yourself.
Wow. It's a deadpan routine.
Yeah.
Do you do it when there's no one else there? When it's just you and the dog, you're still blaming. Like, get out, you are in trouble.
We do other things when, it's just us, but I'd like to keep that off the radio.
You know what, that is fair enough, Rob.
And that is fair enough. So many ways to make your day. Hey, what about Tony? Can we meet Tony?
Tony, how are you?
Very well, guys. Yourself?
We're excellent. What makes your day?
Well, actually, I'd have to say the bourbon makes my day.
Oh, yeah?
I did only about 10 minutes ago. I had my horoscope read by you, Ed.
Oh, you got it.
Never a dull day goes by over at Mango Hill.
Never a dull day. I felt so lucky that I went and had a bourbon, of course, and then I put on a Pinot and doubled my money.
You sound like the most dangerous man in the world.
I could be after a few bullets. I tell you, I'm bullet bourbons, of course,
There you go. Well, who knows?
Starting early.
Hook in, mate. The weekend starts now.
Have a good afternoon, Tony. The police in Brisbane, watch out. Tony's on the prowl. Hello, Ian. How are you?
Hey.
Hello. What makes your day?
Me, personally, it's when you're really, really tired, slipping in between absolutely freshly washed sheets.
Oh.
The sheets, the whole sheets thing.
Yeah.
I think that you should probably go past washing your sheets. I think the idea would just be mail them off to, third world countries, because if all you're eating in bed things is the way I think it is, your sheets, mate, would be... You'd feed villages for weeks.
That's a great idea. I'll see what I can do.
Obviously, you'll be going through a lot of sheets, but
maybe it's worth it.
Happy ending.
Thank you, Ian. Have a nice weekend.
Eating in bed. Do you ever do that, Josie?
I try not to.
Can you fix that? Maybe I should take a roast to bed with him. And then he has his way with it.
Half chicken is the only... It's the most I've ever taken.
See, half the chicken.
What are you? You're overreacting. Oh my God.
Ange, are you there, Ange?
Hey.
What makes your day?
dumping the kids off at school, grabbing the golf clubs, going out and packing for 9 holes to get the frustrations of the whole bloody week over. Oh. And I'm in the car. I'm on my way to the pub in Sandringham now to have a beer.
Right, the working day's done, Ange.
Yeah.
Stay with the kids. Have a nice afternoon, Ange.
That's pretty good. We got time for one more.
Yeah. Oh, if we're going to have one more, then...
John, how are you?
How are you?
Yeah, we're good, man. What makes your day?
Well, actually, it's been hearing Josie's voice. I've extended my lunch hours in my car, cracking my head off at her.
Nice.
I can't tell if I'm really tired or a little bit frightened.
There can be two things.
What specific accent are we hearing, Josie?
I'm from Kent, which is sort of near South East London, but I've lived in the West Country for 3 years, so I'm like a mongrel. I pick up anything.
Oh, yeah, some good accents of the West Country.
Mm. Yeah, beautiful. I can't believe someone liked my accent. That's lovely.
John, would you like us to get Josie to record a tape for you? You could just play it on loop in the car.
Oh, mate, I'd love her to play backup singer in a band tonight.
In your band?
Yeah.
What's your band?
The Dirt Track Demons.
Oh, where are the DDs on tonight?
At the Mandarin Club, 9 p.m. in the city.
Which city are we talking about?
Sydney.
It's a great venue, John. It's a great venue, isn't it?
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah, I've been down there a few times. Wonderful venue.
Down in the basement.
Yeah, well, good luck tonight. I hope the gig goes well. Obviously, you're going to have to catch that flight pretty quickly.
I've got to do my show at 9:45, so I can only do a couple of songs.
Yeah. Well, thanks to everyone who called in to make our day. And, Josie, I understand you actually have to leave us now.
Yes.
You've got to go on a proper program. What are you doing?
I'm judging a competition for young people doing stand-up called Class Clown.
I'm very excited.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a great show.
Really is.
And exuberant.
Awesome.
At the Melbourne International Comedy Festival. We might see you next year.
Oh, cool. Cheers.
I want to talk to you. Chris Kelly here at this on Triple M. Thanks very much for joining us.
She was physically like an atmosphere of like happiness.
She's great.
Oh, yes.
Can she come in every day? Maybe she can fill in for Richard Marvin while he's out big noting himself.
Oh, yeah.
As he's wont to do, Melbourne Comedy Festival. I know he's been there.
Working rooms.
Yeah. Working in rubbing his shoulders. At the opening of Keating, he was...
That's right.
Wait a second. Thank you very much. Declan? Declan Fay.
Declan Fay.
Yeah. A guy that Richard and I both know.
Wonderful writer and radio personality.
Guy. We're going to have him on one of these days.
Mm.
Anyway, he told me a story about Rich last night.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So I've just remembered. He said that when they were at the premiere of Keating, Richard was trying to get into the sort of private area where Paul Keating was.
I'm
Richard Marsland. You don't know who I am. I run for roast jokes.
Yeah.
I will stab you. That kind of shit, right?
Usual.
Anyway, then he said that Declan said that Richard said, "Come on, come on, come on," and he like grabbed Paul Keating, and Declan took a really quick photograph on a disposable camera.
So the other way around, it was
Keating grabbed you. I need to be photographed with Richard Marsland. Let me through.
Yeah. No, he was we just tried to get a photo with him, and we were buttonholing going on. Declan was a bit keener than I.
Oh. I know what you get up to, Richard. I've heard that you like to approach women with a guitar in your hand.
That's right.
And this is what he says. Just a smattering. Just a light smattering. We're going to have some chili peppers, and then we'll be back to wind up this damn show in just a moment on Triple M. I should just remind you, podcast 76 is up today. Oh, God, you shocked us. This one, Mark Watson, Jafir Alapro, Kim Kitchen, Carl Stefanovic, and the New Zealand cost action. Excellent work, plenty to go on with for the weekend, listeners. It's the end of the week, so I must thank the producer of the show, Richard Marvin, with the Marvin Land, on the Boston Band, somewhere in the Sunland, and now to the dead, and of course, Cecilia on the phone. We're going to have some chili peppers, and then we'll be back to wind up this damn show in just a moment on Triple M. Right. I should just remind you, podcast 76 is up today. Oh, you shocked us. This one, Mark Watson, Jafir Alapro, Kim Kitchen, Carl Stefanovic, and the New Zealand cost action. Excellent work, plenty to go on with for the weekend, listeners. End of the week, so I must thank the producer of the show, Richard Marvin, with the Marvin Land, on the Boston Band, somewhere in the Sunland, and now it's to the dead, and of course, Cecilia on the phone, dealing with the perverts. Thanks to everybody who calls in and makes it interesting, to everybody who emails, thanks to everybody wearing a cape, your head still with that eye back, and he's dabbling through my heart. Tony, where do I even stop or start now? Go see the glass boat, go see the glass boat, go see the glass boat.